Title: Spatial Contrasts Through FX Only Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson for drum and bass, and we're going to do something that's weirdly powerful: make the track feel like it changes size, width, and depth without adding a single new sound. No new samples, no new notes, no extra layers. Just FX choices, routing, and automation that creates contrast on purpose. When I say spatial contrast, I mean the difference between wide and narrow, near and far, dry and wet, front and back. In drum and bass, that contrast is basically the difference between it rolls and it rolls and slams. And the big rule that runs underneath everything today is this: keep the low end solid and mono, and create the drama above it. Let's set the scene. Assume you're working around 170 to 175 BPM. You've got a drums group, a bass group, a music or Atmos group, and you're using return tracks for shared effects. Our goal is to make the drop feel wider and deeper than the verse, but using FX only. First thing, we're going to build a controlled space playground with three return tracks. These are going to become your forever returns, the kind you can reuse across projects and always know what they do. Return A is your short room. This is glue and presence. Think seeding the hats and percussion into a believable space without washing them out. On return A, load hybrid reverb. Use convolution mode, pick a small room impulse response, keep the decay short, like a quarter of a second up to maybe 6/10. Pre-delay basically 0 to 10 milliseconds. Then filter it hard, low cut around 250 to 400 Hz, high cut around 7 to 10k. And because it's a return, set wet to 100%. After that, add EQ 8 for cleanup. If it gets boxy, notch a bit around 300 to 600. And here's a move that's very drum and bass. Optionally add a compressor on that return, sidechained from the drums. Light settings, like 2 to 1 ratio, medium attack, medium release. You're just ducking the room slightly when the drums hit, so the groove stays forward. Return B is your wide plate. This is size and shimmer, but controlled. This is where snares get expensive. Hybrid reverb again, but go algorithmic, plate-ish. Decay maybe 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Pre-delay matters here, 20 to 45 milliseconds, so the transient stays in your face and the tail blooms behind it. Filter again, low cut maybe 350 to 600 Hz, high cut 8 to 12k. A little modulation is fine, but keep it sane. Then put utility on the return. Set bass mono somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz and push width to around 140 to 180%. We're widening the reverb return, not your whole mix. Then add saturator lightly, 1 to 3 dB of drive, soft clip on. This is a cheat code. You can hear the reverb tail at lower levels, which means you don't have to drown the dry drums to feel space. Return C is your tempo delay throw. This is movement and drama, the classic jungle ping that makes transitions feel alive. Use echo. Sync on. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter it, high pass 250 to 600, low pass 6 to 10k. Modulation a few percent. Stereo around 120 to 160. And use ducking, like 20 to 40%, so the delay gets out of the way when the dry sound is hitting. Optional but fun. Put auto filter after echo and map the frequency later so you can do those telephone style throws. Now, extra coaching note before we go further. Level match your space. Reverbs and wideness can trick you because they add energy, and louder feels better even when it's worse. So put a utility after each return and adjust the return output so that when you push ascend, the perceived loudness doesn't explode. You want better space, not louder wet. This makes your automation way more predictable. Also, treat returns like instruments. That means band limit them and control dynamics. A strong workflow is EQ first, then the reverb or delay, then a compressor doing 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction to keep tails even. Add a limiter if you're doing aggressive throws and you don't want random peaks. Now you can slam a throw and it won't take your head off. Cool. Now we build the core device, a spatial contrast rack on the drum group. On your drums group, add an audio effect rack and name it Drum Space Contrast. Inside, create three chains, tight, wide, and distance. Tight is your verse setting. Put utility first. Width at like 0 to 60%. Yes, narrow on purpose. Bass mono around 150 Hz. Optionally, EQ 8 and gently shelf down above 10k if you want the verse to feel a bit darker and more claustrophobic. And keep your sends low in this state. Wide is your drop setting. Utility width 120 to 160%, bass mono 170 to 220. Then add drum bus, but listen carefully. This is for density and snap, not for trashing the signal. Drive may be 2-6. Boom usually offer DNB drums unless you know exactly why you're turning it on. Push transients, like +5 to +15, so the groove punches through the added width. Optional. Chorus ensemble. Extremely subtle. Amount like 5-12%. Slow rate. Width up. Then high pass after it, because widening low end is how you make a mix feel huge for 10 seconds and then fall apart on Riedel systems. Distance is for breakdowns or camera pullback moments. Utility gain down a couple dB, width 140-180. Add hybrid reverb as an insert this time, with a longer decay, like 2-5 seconds, and pre-delay 30-60 milliseconds. The key move, low cut high, like 500-900 Hz. That means you're making space in the upper range, not turning the low mids into soup. Then add auto filter, and you can automate a high pass around 150-400 for that pulling away feeling. Now map the chain selector to a macro and call it space state. Tight at 0, wide at around 64, distance at 127. Here's the arrangement trick. Verse and intro. Tight. Drop. Wide. In the four bars before the drop, glide toward distance to open the world up. Then snap back to wide right on the downbeat. That snap is the impact. You didn't add auto. You changed perception. Next. Snare impact without layering. We're doing throw automation. This is a big part of why pro DNB mixes feel like they're talking. Pick your snare track or snare bus. In arrangement view, automate the sends. First, automate send B, your plate, only on specific hits. Normal hits might be basically off or down at -18 dB. Then for big accent, a fill or the last snare of an 8 or 16 bar phrase, spike it up to -12, -9, maybe -6 dB depending on your return gain staging. Second, automate send C, echo for those signature last hits before the phrase changes. 1/8 dotted pinging into the next bar is classic. If the throws start blurring your snare, don't immediately turn them down. Instead, push the pre-delay on the plate return a bit longer, or increase echo ducking. That keeps the transient forward and the tail behind. And here's a simple DNB habit. Every 8 or 16 bars, pick one snare hit and do a space flare. Height spike plus maybe a delay spike. That becomes your signature. Still no new elements. Now bass. This is where people mess up spatial work, because bass is emotional and it's tempting to widen it. Don't widen the sub. Ever. We're going to do mono authority plus mid-space flex. On your bass group, create an audio effect rack called bass space split. Chain 1 is sub. EQ8 low pass around 90-120 Hz. Then utility, width at 0%. Bass mono up around 200 Hz. Chain 2 is mids. EQ8 high pass at the same point, 90-120 Hz. Utility width 110-160. Then add a tiny chorus ensemble, amount 5-10%, slow. Optional micro echo for movement, like 1/32 or 1/16. Feedback 5-15, width 3-8, and filter it heavily, so there's no low end and no harsh fizz. Automation strategy, in the verse, keep the mids narrower or even slightly quieter. In the drop, widen the mids and maybe increase the chorus amount slightly. On one bar fills, you can temporarily push that micro delay wet or feedback for a psycho widen moment, then immediately return. The key is stability in the main groove and drama in the callouts. Now let's talk depth. Near and far is not just more reverb. Depth is tone, early reflections, and transient dominance. So build a simple depth macro on key groups like drums and music/atmos. Map it to an auto filter that closes a bit as it goes far. Map it to a reverb send increase, and map it to a small gain reduction. Macro up equals further away. Top end rolls off from like 18k down toward 10-12k. The reverb send increases a touch, and gain drops 1-3 dB. In DNB, a powerful move is in the four bars before the drop. Pull the music and atmos back with that depth macro. Then on the drop, snap them forward, while drums and bass go wide. That makes the drop feel like the room just inflated. One more advanced note, pre-delay is your front-back fader. Instead of constantly automating wet level, automate pre-delay on the plate. Shorter pre-delay blends the source back into the space. Longer pre-delay keeps it up front while still sounding huge. Now we need to make sure width doesn't wreck mono. This is the boring part that separates sounds massive in headphones from works in a club. At the end of your drum group and music group, add EQ8, switch it to M/S mode. On the side channel, high pass around 150-300 Hz. This keeps low end energy centered and prevents facey low mids. Optionally, if cymbals get spitty or aggressive, dip the side channel around 3 to 6k a little. Then put utility after that EQ for last mile width control, usually somewhere like 90 to 130% on full groups, and set bass mono appropriately, and actually do mono checks. Put a utility on the master temporarily, set width to 0%, and listen. If your wide state collapses badly, don't just reduce width immediately. Often the real offender is modulation like chorus. Reduce chorus or modulation depth first, then adjust width. If you have correlation metering available, use it. If your wide drop is going strongly negative, that's a warning sign. Again, fix modulation first. Now let's turn all this into arrangement recipes you can reuse. Verse, claustrophobic roll, drums on tight chain, sends low, short room lightly for cohesion. Drop, expensive but punchy, drums on wide chain, snare plate throws every 8 or 16 bars, hats get a touch more short room, nut plate. Plate is for spotlight moments. Breakdown, cinematic distance, briefly switch drums to distance, filter the drum bus slightly and do an echo throw on a vocal stab or a snare ghost. Pre-drop tension, open the space, maybe increase pre-delay, reduce direct signal slightly so it feels like the room is stretching. Then at the drop, do a super underrated trick. Cut reverb sends sharply for one beat right on the downbeat. That moment of dryness makes the drop hit way harder. Then you reintroduce the ambient subtly after the first impact. Common mistakes to avoid while you do this. Don't widen lows. Don't put reverb on kick and sub in DNB unless you're intentionally breaking the rules for a specific effect. Don't run long lush tails at 174 BPM without ducking, because they stack instantly. Use pre-delay. Don't over-automate everything. Contrast comes from a few bold moves. And check mono like it's part of your sound design, because it is. Now a quick 15-minute practice routine to lock this in. Take an 8-bar rolling drum loop and a bass loop. No changes allowed. Build returns A, B, and C. Add drum space contrast on the drum group. Automate bars 1 to 4 to tight. On the last beat of bar 4, spike the echo send on the snare. Then bars 5 to 8 go wide. And in bar 8, pick one snare and spike the plate send as a phrase stamp. Then do a mono check with utility set to width 0 on the master. If something collapses, reduce width or high pass the side channel more. And if it still collapses, reduce chorus and modulation first. This audio version is shortened for playback.